Hi, my name is Peter Sable. If we want to save an endangered species, one of the things we need to do is to preserve its habitat, one that meets the specific needs of the animal so that it's safe and has the right food and conditions. For example, koalas don't eat any type of gum. They eat only particular types. Similarly, plants need certain environments to flourish. Some can take more diverse situations and others need very specialized conditions to prosper. It's the same for your well-being. You have particular needs and requirements for you to flourish. The more you understand these and the more you can bring them into your life, the greater your well-being. Our inner self, the core part of us and our connection to it, is the most important part. It's the place from which everything else starts. And as we talked about earlier in this series, the quality of our connection to that core place inside determines our well-being. To nourish, preserve, and strengthen our link to this part has been the goal of this series. There's two bits to this. One is staying in touch with it, and the other one is staying in tune with it. Staying in touch means connected with it, knowing what's happening in that inner world. Being in tune means moving in accordance with that place. It's about our expression of who we essentially are into our life, or our out-breath, as some people describe it. Compromising on what we need or on our safety will limit our well-being and our ability to enjoy the fullness of life. It drains our energy and our quality of life suffers. So it's worth taking good care of ourselves. And this includes looking after ourselves physically through healthy eating, exercise, and sleep. We need to take time for ourselves to manage our energy, to engage with life and the richness and beauty in it. We need to be kind towards ourselves, especially when times are tough. I would like to finish with a quote from Martha Graham. There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is or how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly. May you have inner well-being, a strong and clear connection to who you are.